Are you ready, true believers? Capcom and Marvel have joined forces once again to bring you
Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy Saturdays.
Hey everybody, so welcome back to the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This is your host, Frank, and I'm back here when you're hearing all the rain coming down. I got my co-host, Mason, in the back. He's a little tired because we went to the playground and we also eat some ice cream and stuff. So I'm going to jump right into it only because I don't know how much voice I have left from this stupid congestion, but we're finally doing it, y'all. With the episode I've been talking about the whole time for so long, only because I have another episode that I wanted to talk about something completely different. And that episode is actually talking about, I won't spoil it, but I didn't want to do, like, each and every move in the game, but with this portion of the episode, and then the rest, I'm going to break it down real quick after the break that this episode will have. I just wanted to talk about the number one move in Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy. So the whole game, the number one move is Ken Tarkin Kick, because it's something that it can catch mostly anyone in the air, anyone down on the ground, and especially in neutral. The only way you can really avoid it is if you duck, but then even if you have such like a big hitbox, you know, you still run that potential just to get hit. So it really depends on the move, the area, you know, and also the character. Because if you're playing against like a taller character like Sagat or Zangief or a walkie character like Blanka, even though Blanka has an advantage over Ken, it's still, whatchamacallit, it's still like not a good advantage whatsoever because of Ken's Hurricane Kick that has such a generous hitbox where it can still connect and it can still hit you as well. Sorry, I just got distracted. But I'm driving past a store that I've never seen open before, and every time that I'm driving and it's like, you know, for the first time ever it's open, I'm just like, oh dear gosh.
You tired, buddy? Oh, you're tired. You want some? You want something to drink? Want some juice?
Okay, he shook his head yes. So, to me, so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to list, okay.
Here you go, Poopa. Here's some juice. Say thank you.
You're welcome, champ. So, top couple of moves, not, you know, in any order. I mean, number one, the Holy Grail is just Ken's Hurricane Kick, the Tattoo Senpai Kyatsu, I think. I don't know. I can't even barely talk because of the congestion in my voice, but to me, that's like the biggest, you know, that's the it move. Like, if you hit that, you know, it's going to be hard to, like, have a counter for it. And plus, it is a cherry picker. Good job. Plus, it has the multiple hit capability, so if you have a character that can get easily stunned like Gao, that's it. Plus, Gao is at a double disadvantage. He gets easily stunned. Plus, the Hurricane Kick passes through Sonic Boom projectiles for some unknown reason. Even though it's a projectile, it doesn't pass through Hadoukens or Tiger Shots, but it passes through Sonic Booms. Don't get it. Maybe it's something from, you know, the Hurricane Kick. 3-2-1. Where do you see 3-2-1 it? Let's see. I see a couple of numbers, but I don't see 3-2-1.
One.
Where?
One.
Papa don't see it. I see
that
it. One. Oh, that one. The car. Oh, you want to go this way? Okay. Well, we're going. Excuse me. We're going home. Going home, Poopa. Oh, church is tomorrow. Does Nathan love church? Yes, I know you love church, and you have so much fun. They love you, too, and they can't wait to see you. You weren't feeling too good last time, but I never noticed that house there. I've been driving up here so many times. Yoink. Daddy's going to take this. So, Okay, so that's number one. So Ken's Tatsu is definitely, Tatsu/Hurricane Kick is definitely the number one move in the game that you have to just be concerned about. Yes. And then a couple other moves. I want to take that too. Nope. I'm sorry. This is not the right top. This is not the wrong timeline. You're not going to slash stop. Well, you know, and that I got to change it once I get in. But Blanca actually has two moves that are very... So Blanca has his crouching heavy punch, which to me is probably one of the... I think, and Nathan is actually mocking me. That's kind of the funny thing. I'm going to beat you up, man. Little punk. But, you see me staring at you. You see me staring at you. What is wrong with you? Like, for some reason, you were cute and adorable. Now you're a teenager. Like, what happened? Like, at age one, you're cute. 0 to 1, you're cute. 1 to 2, you're adorable. And now, all of a sudden, whatchamacallit, you just learned all these words. Dear God in heaven. Okay, I'm going to continue while Nathan's still mocking me in the background. So, Blank is crouching heavy punch. I have no idea what's going on back there. And this is why we can't do 280 podcasts. But crouching heavy punch for Blank is like one of the most powerful moves in the game. You know, it has such a long reach. I think the reach itself has good damage. It doesn't chip, but it has really good damage. But also, you know, it can stop projectile, and it has, like, I'm not the most... It is, Wupa. Look, Nathan, that's a tank over there. A tank. Tank. Can you say tank? Tank. It's a tank that's used in the military. But, yeah, with Blanca's crouching heavy punch, not only it has quicker frames that can stop, like, any projectiles, but... It's just fast and very long with the reach. Whoa. Somebody has not taken a nap. Whoa. So Blanket has that. Plus, it keeps him out of, like, arm's length. And, you know, if you're about to, like, you know, this is why, like, whatchamacallit, he has, like, a specific advantage against Ryu and Ken. Because if they're already in the motion of doing an Hadouken, they're already doing the move, and Blanca just throws out a heavy punch, which is quicker, and they're only in the startup frames of the Hadouken slash fireball. Blanca's going to, you know, cause him some damage. So that's that. And then also you have Blanca's jumping heavy kick. So, or just say jumping kick, because that, there's not really any differentiation between the heavy and the light kicks. It's just both kicks. It is, Wupa. So... The only reason why I have Blanca's heavy kick as one of the strongest moves in the game is because it has such, like, a long reach as well. Blanca's just really long and lanky. It's like the Dawson of this version of the game. Because now he can play keep away with, like, the reach, and then he doesn't have to, like, you know, get so thin. And also, it's one of the few moves that he can attack Bison's Cycle Crusher. Mind you, Cycle Crusher almost beats everything. It's like, in the hierarchy, there's rock, paper, scissors, and then above that, there's Cycle Crusher, Bison Cycle Crusher. But, that's Monster Truck crushing the car. Crush the car. So, that's that, but here's the thing. His jumping kick has such a generous hit range with the, you know, I'm not big on, like, hit frames and all that other stuff, but it's just so generous, but it keeps Blanca out of reach, and there's really, like, unless if you're doing the true anti-air, like, you know, uppercut, there's really not much you can do to defend yourself against that. There really isn't. So Blanca actually has two of the best moves in the game. What else? Yes, it is, Poopa. trying to think. And then, you know, you have the general uppercuts, which I would have to say Ryu's uppercut I have more consideration because it's just invincible. Like, for some, I mean, because he's a poster boy and Street Fighter, but just for some inexplicable reason, like, Ryu's uppercut beats everything, even a Ryu's uppercut. So if you're close to Ryu, you always have to watch for that. Now, Ken spams his uppercuts, but he doesn't have the multi-hit project, you know, possibilities. So it's just one hit, but you have the extra, you know, addition of, like, the flames that are in the background when you hit the, hit your opponent. You have, like, the flames that sprouts up. But to be completely honest, there's really no theoretical difference between Ken's uppercut and Ryu's uppercut. And only the damage in Ryu's uppercut causes slightly more damage, but that's about it. Spinning pile driver is one of the top moves in the game as well. Yes. What are you talking about?
Spiders.
Scary spiders. Don't be scared. But saying you're spinning pile driver is one of the best moves in the game. It's just so much that you have to get there, but the payoff is he's singing the Spider-Man theme. Love this kid. But yeah, so Zangief's playing the pile driver. It causes a lot of damage. I think it can actually, you know, cause a stun to an opponent as well, even with the light punch version of it too. It really depends, but but the problem is it's just the work that gets there, because you have to, you know, eventually get so close to your opponent. But to me, even if you are short on life and you can't take like, you know, one hit, you can take at least two hits, then
a fire.
Okay. Then you can at least, whatchamacallit, take like up there goes the shoes, it's getting comfortable. But as long as you can take like two hits, spinning pile driver is worth it. If you're down to like your absolute last hit, then it's like, probably not. E-I-E-I-O. Yes, good job, champ. E-I-E-I-O. But, let's see. I think that's it for, like, the best moves in the game. You know, like, Hadouken is, like, a general. It's, like, a basic move because if you commit to it, you know, you do leave yourself open, especially if you're not properly spaced from the opponent, maybe, like, four or five character lengths away. So you have to have the good spacing, but it's such a generic move, and even though there's different variations, like Sagat has the Tiger Shot, Gao has the Sonic Boom, which probably is slightly better, but it's one of the slightly better, projectiles, but the problem is that it has a very slow startup, and Hurricane kicks past through it. I think Balrog's Buffalo Headbutt passes through some projectiles, but the timing has to be really strict. Sagat's Tiger Knee might pass through some projectiles as well. So projectiles are kind of like, you know, kind of like a basic thing, like, okay. But, So that's why I didn't really count any projectiles as, like, the top one, only because, like, the game is a little bit slower. And it is a space and a zoning game, but most projectiles are kind of like, you know, they're hit or miss, but there's not like a true projectile that will, you know, give someone like a completely good advantage that you can spam. Because if it is, then that person will be top tier. And every other move, has like really, has like a lot of disadvantages as well. As for moves that do have disadvantages, like, so those are, like, just to, you know, put a pin in this, best moves in the game, without question, Ken's Hurricane Kick / Tatsu. Number one best move in the game. Like, you can't, you know, get around that. There's also Blanka's Crouching Heavy Punch and also his Jumping Kick. Two of the best moves in the game. I'm sorry, three of the best moves in the game. Like, the absolute top tier. As for not so many not good moves in the game, there's a couple. I have to start first with Balrog. So, everything Balrog has except for his buffalo headbutt, only because it's just not good for the scope of the game. You okay, Poopa?
Good job. So, you got a little solid there, man. Daddy got worried for a second. I know you could. So, the worst offender would be his dash uppercut.
No matter what, it has a slow startup, and it just leaves Balrog exposed to any hit where any move you can counter it. Like, literally, like, if we did the hierarchy of rock, paper, scissors, hurricane kick, you know, hurricane kicks above all, there will be hurricane kick, rock, paper, scissors, and then underneath that, it will be Balrog's dashes. So the dash streak and dash upper, but I believe the dash upper is the worst of the two, because at least the dash straight, you know, it's a straight line punch, excavator, and it's a loader. Good job. You know your construction stuff, man. Good job. So I feel like those two are, like, definitely, you know, two of the biggest offenders. But dash straight, there's really no use for it. Even in my playthroughs of Balrog, like, I usually just, you know, use his neutral attacks, you know, I use the buds, but I never, you know, and I'm probably giving away strategy, but again, who plays Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy besides me? But, you know, there's really no theoretical point or reason for dash upper. There really isn't. I don't even use it. I just hold the button down, and hopefully I can just catch my opponent jumping to hit him with a turn punch. So that's just that. But dash straight is also a big offender as well. If you, it's like, you know, it's a double-edged sword, and no matter what, you're going to get sliced. Because, yeah, you can do dash straight, the light punch version, you know, maybe can hit out, but you have to hope that your opponent will be able to at least, you know, maybe, like, be in the middle or beginning of a startup of a, of a maneuver, either a projectile or a special move, in order for it to connect. If you're short and the opponent is launching a projectile at you, you're going to get hit. Or then you can also do the heavy punch of the dash straight, where the startup is so slow that either way, you just have to hope that, you know, punch beats projectile. And I want to tell you, like, 8 times out of 10, punch don't beat no projectile. That's no. That's a no-no. So, like, at least the dash straight is, like, the lesser of the two evils by a mile, but it's definitely not as helpful or effective at all. It's just, like, it's no bueno. Not at all. So, yeah, so those are, like, the two, you know, biggest offenders of that. And then I do like Balrog's neutrals. He doesn't really have anything wrong with the neutral, but the turn punch as well. And I love me some turn punch. I love to just hold it and charge and just hit it. But unfortunately, I have to, you know, also put my beloved turn punch as the offender as well. And the reason I put the turn punch as an offender is because of the fact that, you know, it doesn't go from projectiles. And most other iterations, the console versions, arcade versions and whatnot, the turn punch goes through projectiles. That's one of the biggest bonuses of it. But in this one, it doesn't go through it. But then again, it just also shows why, unfortunately, Balrog's the lowest tier character in the game because of it. And then, even with his buffalo headbutt, you know, unfortunately, just thinking about it now, it's basically just all of Balrog's moves. And if you use any special moves, it's going to be a long day. And even his buffalo headbutt, you know, it's the best of all of his moves. But in the scenario, it's kind of like the best of the worst of a worst situation. Because, you know, you have to, you know, hit someone with it. Yes, it goes to projectiles, but your opponent can easily crouch. And it leaves you open, especially if it's a heavy version of it. Let me see. And I'm, so, like, so it's probably no point, like, going through each each and every single move list with, like, the neutrals and attack and stuff, because, like, I think Balrog kind of, like, minimized it because, like, all of his moves just aren't the best, unfortunately. And, you know, if I had, like, a choice, you okay, Puffa? Are you just hungry? We're almost home. You want to eat some good food, some good meals, okay? So, in order to fix Balrog, well, that's completely easy. Like, with his Buffalo Headbutt, I will make sure that Buffalo Headbutt passes through at least all projectiles. Because you can easily, like, edit Balrog to become a little bit upper tier. But the problema is that no matter how you slice a cake, it's still a cake. So no matter how much you try to edit Balrog, you'll still be, like, you can give him a lot of buffs. He'll still be, you know, one of the lower tier characters. He might not be the lowest tier. There's a good chance he still might be a low tier, but, you know, he'll still be a lower tier character because there's really not much you can do. I think the very first thing I would definitely do is, you know, make sure that Buffalo Headbutt passes through all projectiles, you know. And also, like, it could still do some blocks done to crouching characters. Because now, if you have that, you don't have to worry about characters, like, you know, just crouching over it. And now the characters can actually, like, still be in the box done thing where you could possibly grab the character and maybe do a grab damage or do something like that. But it doesn't really give, like, too much push. It does give a little pushback now, but even if you're in the corner, how that probably would work is that Balrog himself would push himself back so it can at least open up some more spacing for Balrog to, like, maybe attack or counteract with a follow-up. Number two thing is Turn Punch has to avoid projectiles. I will just make Turn Punches quicker to avoid projectiles. So that way, when you're in the turn motion, it's turned for 1 second, so at least it gives him a second. That way, he'll be able to avoid fireballs and uppercuts. For anti-airs, probably not. Because if you already are anti-airing, you know, Balrog's going to miss anyway, and you can follow up appropriately with a punish. So that's basically that. Other than that, the only other thing you probably could do is just make his turn punch faster, and dash up, or have them just make it a little bit faster on startup, so that way, at least, like, two less frames, so to speak, because now if it's two less frames, now there's faster startup with the dash straight and the dash upper, and it might actually, you know, do damage and punish someone that's jumping in the air. Even with all those changes, it still will probably make Balrog the one step up, and it probably would knock Gaul to, like, the lowest tier Gaul, or, yeah, that'll be it, because he'll probably have, you know, much more of an advantage against Gaul, and that's about it. But even with all those changes, you can buff every single move. Unfortunately, he'll still just be a lower-tier character because of, you know, propensity to get stunned. He can, you know, got good defense, but he can get stunned. So with that automatically, like, you know, with multiple hits, Ken's Hurricane Kick, that can still cause some damage as well. So that would definitely be, you know, something to watch out for. Let's see, any other moves that aren't the best? I'm debating about putting Bison's Bison's Flash Kick or Nightmare Kick. I thought about putting that there, but it's not too bad. I guess, like, with other iterations of Street Fighter, I was just so used to doing, like, the multiple combos, like Light Kick and then Bicycle Kick. I'm sorry, not Flash Kick, Bicycle Kick. Light Kick, Bicycle Kick, Light Kick, Bicycle Kick. Just a 3-hit move. You can do it. The timing has to be very impeccable in order to do so. But, I missed a call. Cool. Oh, it just says 24 minutes or 24 seconds. Whew. Oh, man. I was like, no, I lost all this stuff. So I'm just going to wrap this portion of it up. And then any other moves that aren't good in the game? I'm trying to think. I would say Zangief's headbutt. Now, don't get me wrong. Zangief's headbutt kind of breaks the game. But it doesn't even look like an attack, and you have to be so close to a character, and if you're going against, like, a Ken, you know, a top-tier character, you can just easily spam, like, an anti-air. So for characters that doesn't have a true one, like Chun-Li, Bison, you know, they don't have a true anti-air, so you can, you know, spam it for days and hope to connect on one or two and just pummel them, especially because it's an automatic instant stun from one of the best offensive characters in the game. He's just slow as a freaking howitzer tank or something. So those are like the best moves and the worst moves of the game. So we want to take a quick break. Just want to go through each and every move, like special and normal, for every single character of the game. So it's going to be a long episode. So buckle up and we'll be right back. Against my better judgment, number one, Ken. No notes. I'm just going to go off of everything in my head. May God have mercy on us all. So for Ken, you know, all standard special moves. He has the Hadouken, which is the fireball, the Shoryuken, which is the uppercut, and the top two, which is the Hurricane Kick. Hurricane Kick is the best move of all of the moves. So, bar none, best move. Yada, yada, let's go. So, Hurricane Kick is number one. Hadouken, there's not really anything to write home about. It's slightly smaller than Ryu's, but to be honest, there's really no theoretical difference when it comes to the Hurricane Kick or, I'm sorry, the Fireball or Ryu's Fireball. There's really no difference at all. Was just the one, just driving. But I forgot, I kind of like mistimed my location of where I'm going to go. But all's well that will end well. But, I didn't. Oh, look at that. So, with this fireball, it's just the same as any other fireball. There's really no difference to it. There's nothing like game breaking or writing home about it. Nada Prada. Trying to think. As for his uppercut, again, it's more flashy, so Ken's more of a substance character. His uppercut looks flashy, especially once it hits, and like the fire effect gives it a little bit more panache, a little bit more. I'm probably using the wrong word, and I don't care. It's late at night when I'm recording this part. But, you know, given what, you know, else other characters can do, is surprisingly a little bit more a little bit more style than substance type of character. And again, there's not anything inherently wrong with the style over substance, but it's just that it lacks substance with some of the moves, not all the moves, but just some. Okay, the drive-through is not here. Over. Drive-through is closed. Okay. So what else is on the agenda? You could have had it. excuse me. Yeah, what I'm thinking about it, it's really not too many things that Ken offers that differentiates. It's just the Hurricane Kick itself. It kind of like, you know, it's like one of the best moves of all. And with that Hurricane Kick, you know, it just, again, there's really not too much of a defense for that type of move, especially within the game. There really isn't. You could think of like certain things that you could probably, you know, probably counteract with like either crouching, but just the way that it hits and just it's, you know, unrefined patterns where you can still duck and you can still get striked by it, you know. it's still one of the best ones in the game. As for the normals, because that's why we're here, y'all, the bread and the butter for the normals. Standard punch, you know, standard low kick, standard sweep, so we don't have to really, like, you know, dive in about everything that's going on with lock sweep. But one thing that I do want to note, okay, that's crowded, I'm not going to go there. One thing I do want to note is his crouching punch, or also his heavy punch as well. Excuse me. So Ken has a really unique heavy punch, which also his low-end heavy punch also can really be like a good anti-air for most attacks as well. It's not something that can be used a lot, especially since the game's like a little bit more slower. But his crouching heavy punch is probably like one of his best anti-airs. Not the best. This is Shoryuken slash uppercut. That's Ken's, you know, definitive move. excuse me. So that's his definitive move. Like, if all else fails, you can just go with the Shoryuken as well. But, you know, for... That's just like a safe move with the Shoryuken. You know, more often than not, especially with the light punch Shoryuken, you really can't go wrong with it. But just with the normals itself, one of the best, excuse me, normals that he has is his heavy punch. But again, with the two buttons, you know, the timing can be a little wonky at times. So it really depends with, you know, the position and the character. But if used effectively, it can also work with the anti-air. So Ken is a good, you know, I don't want to say like he's a good zoner, but just like Ryu, you know, better all-around character as well. And in fact, we can slot, just for, you know, sake of time, we can slot in Ken and Ryu at the same one with here as well. So we'll just do one and two. This is both Ken and Ryu because their movesets are very, you know, I don't want to say interchangeable, because Ken, the only thing that Ken has that separates him from everyone else is just the Tatsu. That's it. Other than that, you know, there's no other move that really differentiates him from Ryu. It only is just the Tatsu slash Hurricane Kick with more hits as well. With Ryu, the main thing, it is really just, you know, being the best all-around and best balanced character, where his Hadouken has good damage, his uppercut has good damage, his Tatsu, it doesn't have the multi-hit properties, but it still can cause some really good damage as well. It's still like a really good tool just for defensive purposes. And that's just the main thing. It's just a really good tool just for, you know, getting out of sticky situations, getting out of jams with Ryu as well. And he's just well-balanced where he's not, you know, not lacking for defense. He's not a tank, but he has some good defense as well, which can keep the enemy at bay, which is also the most important thing as well. Because you're going to have to, like, you know, switch up, especially if you're going against, like, additional characters that could be wonky. Yes, we'll talk about, like, Blanka. Blanka's a wonky character, as I'll mention next. But more often than not, Ryu is, like, the most balanced because he has the tools just for everything. So there's, you know, he doesn't lack a tool. He doesn't lack for anything, especially with the offense as well. So we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back with the next character. Next up, we have Blanka. So Blanka, he is indubitably, let's see if I can cross over. There we go. So Blanka is indubitably one of the most weirder characters in the game, and the reason being is not because of the specials that we're talking about. Specials are his ground shave. Basically, he rolls into a ball. Excuse me. He rolls into a ball. He can, you know, travel across the screen horizontally, and then there's also the air ground roll, which is slightly vertical. Not really vertical, but like maybe at like a 45 degree angle. So it's still going, you know, up and towards the opponent, but it's just arced up. And then there's also the whatchamacallit as well, the hop flip. So it's actually a roll But instead of Blanca hitting you straight forward, he actually does take like a small hop back. Then he hops forward in order to tap you, but in a high arcing manner. So it's not really, it's not really a arc back, but it's just like a high jumping manner as well. Which is kind of like not an anti-air, but like an overhead, basically. So it's more so an overhead with that attack. But again, we came here for the normals, y'all. So he has his crouching heavy punch, which is really a good move. And his standing heavy punch is like a light tap, but like the crouching heavy punch is kind of like the same thing as well, where you crouch low. And it has such great range because Blanca gets into a low stance. Can't really, sorry, I've got some congestion, but you can't really, dodge certain projectiles, but at least he can dodge like taller projectiles, like Sagat's Tiger Shot Upper. He can dodge that. That's easily something that he can dodge, and that's not too much of a trouble. But again, it's the reason why it's so super powerful and literally one of the top two or three best moves in the game is because of the easy startup frames, and that if used correctly, you can actually stop some projectile characters from doing their projectile move because they're kind of like frozen in a vortex and you just hit them and appropriately punish. Again, Blanca's jumping kick is also really good as well for stopping some projectiles to keep a Blanca safe from everything except for an anti-air, like a uppercut. He also has a really good sweep, which has good range. It's not really as good range as the down and heavy punch, but the sweep is really good as well with stopping with the range. Ranged attacks, again, not too much length, but a good portion and a good amount. And and then you have Blanca's, I'm sorry, I forgot two other special moves. He has the electric attack, and the electric attack is good for everyone except for Zangief, even though the computer Zangief is the only, only the computer Zangief can walk up to Blanca and just put him in a spinning pile driver, which, again, I just don't understand for the life of me, but I'm like, this is a computer. And he also has the Red River Run, I think. It's like he actually has a slide. So Blanca is truly not broken, but he's definitely a top-tier character in the game because he has a slide. And the slide does not, stop, projectiles from happening, so you can still get hit by a projectile. However, what the slide does is that, if timed correctly, you can slide under certain projectiles and also certain attacks as well. So it really depends. But it's still a good tool in the arsenal. But Blanca, if you look at his normals, he has a quick, with his light kick, is really, really quick. It's just a fast flip. And also, you can, when you do the light kick as well, you can actually, feign out someone thinking that you're going to do the overhead overhead roll, because it has the same thing, because you're still doing a backflip, you're flipping over, and then you're flipping back. So it's still you still have just that propensity just to like fake out someone thinking that you're going to do the overhead roll, but you're actually just doing the backflip quick kick, and it comes out really fast as well. I wouldn't say he's the best character of the game, Blanca. I wouldn't say that he's like the top tier best, because again, even for his wonkiness, he still has the propensity to get dizzy quickly. Also, he doesn't really have any true answer against projectiles besides being wonky. So if someone's playing keep away, in the corner, and I think his overhead roll doesn't really, his overhead roll doesn't really stop many projectile fires from firing away. So it, ironically, is space. So the more space that you have against Blanca, the better your chances are winning the round. But if he closes the gap, then that's your butt. So we're going to come back with the next character after this.
Okay, so next up is my main man, Guy.
Pascal. The good part is that he only has two special Sonic Boom Flash Kick. They don't have to even go through what you would call the explanations for those type of moves within that. as for his normals, that's where the real fun comes in, because he has a spinning back fist with the heavy punch. I'm sorry, back and heavy punch. With light punch and heavy punch, it's the same frame, but it looks like, you know, like a gut shot or like a shot to the midsection with a punch. Both are really effective when you're trying to set up the Sonic Boom. So, but you gotta be careful, because then you may be able just to press just the back and heavy fist, and then, you know, do the Sonic Boom as well, which might, you know, cause a little damage, but it'll probably be like a little bit too, you know, too onerous to pull off. However, his jump and punch is really good against, not anti-airs, but at least just to set up the Sonic Boom. If you're doing a combo where you're doing jump and punch, and then you can do a light punch while holding the back button and then hit someone with a Sonic Boom for a good three-hit combo. Takes a little practice, but it can be done, and the payoff is definitely worth it as well. He also has just the regular sweep, but he also has one of the few characters that actually has like a low kick attack. So, I mean, Blanka has it and Chun-Li has it too, where it's like the sweep, but it's not like the full two hit sweep, so it's just like the first one. Really good, like, defensive mechanic as well to try to push the character off. So it's definitely recommended if you need to, like, you know, push the character away, just get from a different, different stance in order to, like, follow with an attack from there as well. He also has a standing Sobot kick, which is a, like, a reverse roundhouse, which is definitely effective, and also a standing sidekick as well. Because Gallen really has some good normals. It's just, when you're in matches, unfortunately, those normals aren't really used up as much because of the spacing and proximity of it. So, it's not that you get a chance to actually use them in certain matches, especially against zoners and other projectile throws as well. I'm trying to think of any other. I'm still working on this part. I don't think that Gal has a air throw, because I know he has an air throw in certain other Street Fighter games. I'm not sure he has an air throw within this specific game. I've been trying to find it out and trying to work with it, but I don't think so. If you did, that would definitely be, you know, a good thing, because I know Chun-Li has an air throw, and I think I want to try to, like, find out. So I might have to, I mean, even if he does, it doesn't really change too much. His normals are really well, but just the low defense ability to get stunned, and just the reliance of just only two special moves, you know, you will have to use your normals often, but especially if you're going against some of the top tier characters, you know, it still might not be enough in order to get, like, a good, you know, balance against, especially some other approaching characters as well. So, it's one of those you gotta, like, definitely tread lightly when going against Kyle. Only because, you know, it's definitely not the easiest of matchups. So, with that, we're gonna come back with the next character. Chun-Li is one of my favorite characters in the game because she has just a lot of tools. So, for her special moves, she has like four or five. So, she has the Kokken, which is her fireball, very standard. But also, in my humble opinion, it has like a little bit of a startup. So, it's probably not recommended unless you have some good spacing, because even like the regular spacing from, you know, like three or four character lifts. I probably recommend 4 to 5 character lifts only because of the particular spacing that's needed in order to use it as a pushback attack. Because if not, you know, you can easily get punished from that as well. So I wouldn't recommend that as a good spacing tool. I would definitely use it as more of a zoning, like, keep away type of game with that projectile as well. She also has her flip stomp, which, again, it's not really, to be completely honest, it's not really that useful.
but it's still just a good and flashy tool to show, like, okay, you know, if you ever have to mix up, you know, of who's in their arsenal, it's actually one of the best ones where you can just, you know, pull out, like, okay, you know, I have this in my toolbox as well. So it's definitely recommended for that. Not really for anything else. She also has her spin and bird kit, which is definitely effective, but only in certain practices. Like, even if you're farther away from the screen and your opponent doesn't want to do projectile attack, I definitely recommend that. What else? Also recommend the spin and bird kick, and especially if you're close up, because then that extra invincible frame where you're able just to, you know, get a chance just to actually utilize the move. You're able just to, like, you know, keep the character in the tracks and, you know, stop them from, like, doing, like, any other move and hit them, and it's a good counterattack. So I definitely recommend the spin and bird kick, like, up close. It's more of an up close, like a counterattack type of move. Definitely recommend it for those instances and those circumstances. I definitely, okay, that's blocked off. I definitely do not recommend it for anything other than just the, you know, if it's not counterattacking, any other person's moves, I definitely don't recommend it, because, you know, you'll leave yourself open for, and vulnerable, very vulnerable for it, follow-up attacks as well. So I definitely don't recommend it for that. then you also have the, what's it called? You have the lightning blade kick, which, again, it's like a good combo ender, especially from a jumping attack. I definitely recommend it for a jumping attack for the combo ender to cause some chip damage. Other than that, I can't really recommend the attack, especially, like, you know, you have to be close to a character. So think of, like, spinning pile driver, you know, close, and that will probably be, like, the best window that I can possibly recommend just for the spinning bird kick attack. Chun-Li also has a wall jump, so she's able just to jump from the edge of the wall. So if you have, like, a character that, you know, is pressuring or maybe just doing an anti-air, you can possibly jump over the anti-air. Or if a character's trying to pin you in the corner, if you can time it correctly, you can jump over the character and switch, which is very useful to get out of the corner. as for her normals, again, one of the biggest weaknesses that Chun-Li has is that she does not have a true overhead. So, you know, it will be a little challenging to stop jumping attacks, even though she does have something to counteract it with her heavy kick. However, it's definitely not recommended because of the extra frames that it will take for you to enact it, because she does, like, a spin around and then a high kick. But the spin around actually takes an additional frame as well, and then she launches into the high kick, and then but also another thing about that anti-air is that the timing has to be perfect. So you actually have to anticipate your opponent jumping in. You know, like maybe Blanka and some other characters, such as Zangief and Balrog, maybe Sagat for a little bit. You know, maybe they'll, you know, be able to jump in, and then you can anticipate that with the timing. But you have trickier characters such as Ryu, where the timing is really not, you know, how can I put it? They don't really have to win by doing jump-ins. Jump-ins is just, you know, the icing on the cake. But, so you have that, and that's something where, you know, the timing of that kick, it would definitely, you know, be something that's not to your advantage at all because of the trajectory of the kick, how long that it takes. It's probably best just to eat the attack or even block it. And usually the name of the game for most fighting games is not to get hit. But if you're dealing with something that can just leave you at a disadvantage because of the extra frames, you probably are best set off with, like, blocking and then, you know, waiting until your opponent tries to set up another trap to try to reset and go at it again. As a standard punch, not really too good of a range. A little bit of range, but not... not as rangy, and but still useful. Solid, definitely not spectacular. And she also just has a standard light kick, which has some good space as well. But surprisingly, her normals aren't really as rangy. And in order to, like, you know, if you want to play a good neutral game, you will have to, you know, stick and move. And that's probably one of the best strategies that you can have as a Chun-Li player, is just to stick and move and try to use that to your, the best of your abilities with that sticking and moving type of strategy as well. It's definitely not recommended just to, definitely not recommended to try to, you know, counteract it any other way but that as well. So that's, let's see. Her jump and kick, I'm sorry, a couple other moves. So her jump and kick, good range, is very decent. And it keeps her out of trouble. It doesn't keep her fully safe. It's not like a Blanka jump and kick, which is like one of the best jump and attacks in the whole game. But it just keeps her safe, and it keeps her definitely, you know, still on the offensive instead of the defensive. So it definitely keeps her from that. And then you have her crouch and sweep. So her low attack is just a standard kick attack, and then she also has the crouch and sweep. Excuse me. But the low attack is definitely something that would be a good tool in the arsenal. Especially if you don't want to go for the sweep, or if you feel like, if you feel like the character has the advantage and will try to go for the sweep, but you can still at least back off a little bit and just swat them away. So it really depends on that. Other than that, her heavy sweep's definitely effective. It has some good weight to it. So when you get a knockdown, you already know, like, okay, this is good knockdown. In the terms of like professional fighting game players, the buttons are good for the sweep. I don't know what that's supposed to mean, but I believe they're good. So yeah. Anywho, we're gonna pause it here and we'll come back with the next character. There really aren't the best in the business. Unfortunately, you have the dash trait. His best special is probably, and I've already mentioned this in the beginning, so best special would be his turn punch. You know, you can't really go wrong. Not the turn punch, the buffalo headbutt. So the buffalo headbutt is probably his best, you know, by far special. You know, that's it. The worst one would be the dash upward, because there's really no point for the dash upward. You're just, no matter if it's light punch or heavy punch, you'll still leave yourself to get opened up, and you still leave yourself exposed. I can't even recommend to do the dash punch, like, close up. I'm sorry, the dash upper. I can't recommend to do that even close up because of the lack of what you would call viability that has. Definitely couldn't even recommend that part. Best specials to worst specials. Buffalo headbutt's the best one. I would have to say buffalo headbutt. This is tough. The second one, I would have to say dash straight. Dash straight wins by a hair against turn punch. So buffalo headbutt, dash straight, turn punch, dash upper. Reason I would have to put dash straight over turn punch is because that the move at least comes out a little quicker, and that turn punch doesn't have that ability to like go around projectiles like in most other Street Fighter games, where turn punch, if timed correctly, can go around some projectiles, but just not in this game. As for the normals, this is where Balrog really shines at. So for the normals, he has you know, just a good punch, and he has the heavy punch, which I love. When it's not like the best move in the game, but If you watch my YouTube channel, I think I play like Angry Ball Rock. So when I was younger, I would always just spam that heavy punch button with Ball Rock, either in Street Fighter 2 or Street Fighter Alpha 3. And that would be like my stress reliever, something that I always would love to do. And the good part is that his standard light punch, you know, good solid, you know, punch that's there. His heavy punch, he extends his frame a little more, so it has some good reach. Has a little bit of a startup, so it does leave him open, but again, one of the most best neutrals in the game with that punch as well. And with his heavy kick, it's just a solid punch to the gut. Excuse me. So his light kick is the punch to the gut, and his heavy, his light punch is the punch to the gut, and his heavy kick is actually a forearm shiver to the face. Excuse me. So, again, his normals are amazing. You know, got some good range, and especially with, like, the heavy punch or kick, you know, even though they're all punches, the heavy kick and the light kick, they're still punches, so, but they're, like, the close-range punches, so you don't have to worry about, like, you know, different punches, like, getting close, but you just have, like, those closer-range punches that still keeps the opponent off on their toes and off the guard as well. It's just the, his air punch is really good too. So even if it's light punch or heavy punch, I think both of them are like the punches that aim in a downwards trajectory as well. And then you have the down and heavy punch, which is one of his best moves. And I wish that was his, you know, one of his specials, because it's like a uppercut. So Ball Rod crouches down, but extends like maybe 3/4 of the way to do like a rangy uppercut. And then his down and heavy kick, it's a low punch, which operates as a sweep, I should say. So it's actually one of the best moves in the game. And the crazy thing is, if Ball Rod just only had, you know, his normals, he would actually be a good character instead of just relying on his specials. The specials are really crappy in the game. So, you know, if you want to play as Ball Rock, activate his specials. You can use his crouching heavy punch for anti-air, crouching heavy kick for a sweep, and his normal is just to play neutral and play keep away. And his Lisa's heavy punch is really good for counteracting the defense counteracting, you know, your opponent, if your opponent's trying to, you know, closing the space and closing the gap as well. So with that, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with the next character. Alrighty, next up we have Zangief. So, has one of the best specials in the game with the spinning pile driver, which is a really great move to utilize. It has great power, so it also has the propensity to stun someone. So if you get dizzy from a spinning pile driver in Zangief, especially if it's a light one, that's going to not end very well, because then you can also get dizzy from from a heavy punch. So if you, it's just not good. Like, if you get caught in a spinning pile driver, I think with Chun-Li, if she eats 3 heavy spinning pile drivers, that's the round for her. So then your whole game plan, instead of, like, you know, playing projectiles, playing keep away, is to not let Zangief grab you, because all of his slams are really powerful. He only has just one special grab, which is just the SPD, the spinning pile driver. He doesn't really have any other special grabs besides that. But he also does have the spinning lariat. But he has the light version and the heavy version. So the light version is just one tap. So you tap both B and A, but you have to tap it really quickly. And it may have like maybe 2 rotations. I think the heavy punch version is actually 3 rotations. So Zangief's just throwing a clothesline at you for 3 rotations, which is really good for... definitely good for anti-airs and also for projectile passing. Take that, Ball Rock. But, excuse me. So it's really good for just
projectile passing, because you don't have to worry about, you know, a projectile like slamming into you or anything. You can, you know, like, okay, if I throw out this move more often than not, unless it's like a really slow projectile that catches me on the tail end, I'm good. So that's like a definite bonus. On the tail end, if it's like the lighter version, I probably don't recommend it all the time. It's not, you know, we're not talking like Balrog's uselessness of his special attacks. No offense, Balrog, but, you know, I don't recommend throwing out the light, spinning lariat all the time. But it is something that's good, especially like on startup. Someone's jumping in and they're jumping in with maybe like a towards and punch instead of a towards and kick with a jump in, then that's probably a good move to cast out as well. As for the normals, well, Zangief has his light punch and his heavy punch is kind of the same. So just think of like the Street Fighter V move where, you know, he has that weird punch. If you hold like, I think, back and heavy punch or just heavy punch, he charges it up and strikes you. So it's like just like a right cross. You can actually combo the light into heavy, and that's something that the game does have, which is not really featured as much, only because it's kind of not difficult to do, but it is a little bit of a challenge to do at first, that you can combo light punches into heavy punches, but you have to be really precise with the button presses. So his standing punch is just normal, but, you know, can still get like a good, you know, damage with that as well, which, again, I definitely recommend just to stand heavy punch, because it's a good way to, like, you know, cause some chip with the block. Not that it causes any chip damage in itself, but it's just good with chip one block. So it's definitely recommended for that. Let's see. I also recommend his heavy kick. So he actually has a good anti-air as well, besides the spinning lariat, which is a standing heavy kick. It's just like a standing, like a sidekick. So think Sweet Chin Music, but not as egregiously flamboyant. But he gets the job done. He also has a back and heavy kick, which is really good for anti-air pressures as well. However, it's kind of like a floating spin kick, like he puts most of his body weight into it and starts to spin and rotate. It's definitely not a move you want to count on all the time, but it's still a good move nonetheless. He also has the headbutt, which is a broken move where if you're up in the air, you have to press up in the punch button, which is B. So you press up in B. And it doesn't look like a move that does much at first glance. However, it is just like a floating headbutt. Sometimes it doesn't even look like he's doing anything. Leaves his whole body exposed, but the payoff is immense if you're able to connect by getting literally an instant dizzy on 8 of the 9 characters in the game. So every character except for Blanka, even with a mirror match with Zangief, you'll still get an automatic dizzy. However, with Blanka, for some reason, it takes 2 headbutts consecutively, or a headbutt and maybe like an extra attack for Blanka to get into the dizzy state. So the good part is that it does work with some characters like Zangief, Blanka, Bison. Not really Bison, because Bison's a little too fast. But it works with most characters that are slightly slower, do not have a projectile, and fit in within those parameters as well. But it doesn't work on like more projectile characters, because they can just easily throw a projectile and just, you know, cancel out of that. So, you know, you still have to pick your battles, especially with doing that headbutt. And the biggest thing you can do is just to counteract with that way, so you won't get hit by the headbutt. So again, it's tough, because it's not an easy maneuver, but the reward is definitely worth the risk in most cases, unless you're going against someone like Ken that just has the uppercut and that also spams the uppercut as well. So it's definitely probably just recommended to, like, definitely not use against the Ken character. Only because Ken will just uppercut you, and it's just like a free punish, basically. So that's like the biggest thing you have to just be concerned about. That King can easily punish that headbutt as well. Other than that, you know, Zangief just has some, you know, standard grabs. Just a power bomb, which is a standard grab. Don't think he really has anything else going for him. I think, but I'll say he has two really good. They're very solid and really good normals as well. His jumping heavy kick. So his jumping heavy punch is kind of like, nothing to really, you know, float about. It's just a standard jumping, full body extend when he extends with his elbow. But all in all, I don't think it's like, you know, truly something good to write home about. But his jumping heavy kick is definitely something that can, excuse me. His jump trajectory is really slow. However, it just has so much plus on it, in the words of people that are really into frames and all that stuff. But it's really a plus game. So even if you're throwing out some anti-airs as well, you'll still be able to connect, because for some reason his hitbox with his legs isn't as prevalent as his hitbox with his upper body, because he's like an upper body guy. So I definitely recommend definitely using the jumping heavy kick. Definitely good things happen with jumping heavy kick. His other move is the low and heavy kick, which is his sweep as well. So with the computer on level 5, mostly what the computer does is a jumping heavy kick. Jumping heavy kick, heavy sweep. Jumping heavy kick, heavy sweep. And it kind of regurgitates that to the point where it's like, it's giving you a basic pattern, but it's doing so in such a refined, in a very timely way, that you have no other choice but to figure out the pattern and then guess. So it just becomes a guessing game. So once you get into that 50-50 of whatever the character is doing next, then it's like, all right, I gotta do this, you know, and just guess that the, you know, the CPU's not input reading, and then just doing the opposite thing, which is the best way to counteract. So that's the only thing, because it just it really does become the glorified guessing game with that. So that's it for Zangief. He has a lower and heavy punch, which isn't too bad at all. I definitely recommend Zangief's lower punches, because his neutral punch, his neutral punch is not bad at all, especially his neutral light punch. And also his crouching light punch as well, so he can neutral punch, heavy punch. But definitely recommend his neutrals, which aren't bad. You know, definitely aren't bad at all. So with that, we're going to pause and we're going to go to the next character. All right, we're back with Sagat. So Sagat, with his specials, very, you know, standard specials, Tiger Shot and Tiger Shot Low. The projectiles come out really fast with the heavy punch version, a little slower on the light punch version, but still has good range, covers a good amount of space. However, the speed of the projectiles, in my humble opinion, kind of works against Sagat, because even with the light punch versions, both of the projectiles are very fast. Now, if you're playing keep away, you know, perfect. You know, you can use that for corner pressure and also keeping the opponent in such a safe space where, you know, it becomes like the 50-50, like, in the 50-50, I mean 100% you, 0% them, because even if they guess, you know, they're going to get hit by something, they have to take some type of damage. Not that you fully won the round, but, you know, they'll have to do something invasive or think of something with like a lot of ingenuity in order to avoid, you know, the corner trap or like the projectile trap, which can easily lead to block stun and yada 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 death. But the biggest weaknesses with the Tiger Shot is just the speed, because now Sagat has such a slow startup with doing the Tiger Shot, where if you telegraphed it and if you're in close proximity, every character, including Zangief, can easily jump over the projectile for appropriate punish. So that's something that always keep in the back of your mind with Sagat, because of his lankiness, his tall, very lanky, very tall, but also very fast projectiles. That's where it's like, okay, you know, this is not good. And then we have the Tiger Knee, which is a really, I think the Tiger Knee is actually one of the most underrated specials in the game, because of its propensity to, you know, like pass through projectiles and have like a quick, you know, strike that will be able to strike anyone that's going to either jump in, because it can hit some jumping attacks, not all. Like Lang's jumping attack is probably not going to hit that because of the hitbox, but if someone's jumping in with a forward and heavy punch, with most of their attacks or forward and punch, then it has a propensity of, you know, causing some good damage. But other than that, probably Miz. But again, it's definitely one of the most underrated moves in the game because it's really, really effective in a lot of situations. And then we have the Tiger Uppercut, and there's really not much I need to say about its potential. It's easily one of the top five, if not, you know, top five, top 10 moves of the game. It's definitely not the best, but especially with the heavy punch Tiger Uppercut, it's kind of worth the risk, so to speak, because even if you are just throwing out the heavy punch version and whiff, and you still get appropriately punished, just knowing that you have that strong of an attack in your arsenal, you know, it's kind of, it's not at like the Zangief, actually kind of is, you know, but it's like a little bit lower though. So like if Zangief spinning pile driver is the name of the game for Zangief, you know, Sagat and his lankiness is definitely the name of the game, but you just want to make sure that, you know, whatever you do, you just don't eat a tiger shot because, I mean, I'm sorry, a tiger uppercut, because that will hurt. And that could easily change the trajectory of the match around, especially your heavy punch version. Light punch version definitely isn't bad at all. Not that it's not used sparingly, but hey, something that, you know, can keep the opponent at bay, you know, or just show us a feint, like, hey, if you try to jump in, the tiger uppercut is available. So for normals, Sagat has a couple of good normals, very rangy. Has his heavy punches, so he has lower heavy punch, which isn't too bad at all, but it's kind of like, you know, with his lankiness and just being one of the tallest character in the game, is that you are already going to have some advantages because of his limb. Excuse me. So definitely with his forward punch and, I'm sorry, neutral punch and low punch and jumping punch as well, they're automatically good because Sagat's such a tall character. And, you know, your opponent will have to just block because of that as well. So it's very, very, not really overrated, but just very good. Very good normals with his punches. Even his crouching punch as well, which, again, it might not leave you, you know, leave with, like, okay, giving an opponent another option to block, but at least, you know, your opponent will have to think. It doesn't really go through, like, if you throw it out, it's not like Blanka's heavy punch, which is like the best normal in the game, his crouching heavy punch, but it leaves you, you know, the opponent does have something to think about because you can easily pull it out. But like with all Sagat's moves, you know, the propensity to whatchamacallit is still there as well, the propensity to, you know, still leave yourself open. With the kicks, Sagat's kicks are really good. His sweep's not too bad at all. It's very effective. However, just the slow startup time with the low and heavy kick sweep. So his sweep is low and heavy kick, and then also his whatchamacallit. He also has his neutral kicks, which is just standing sobot kicks to the side of a person. Really not bad at all. Definitely effective in a neutral game because of their quickness. So his kicks are much better than his punches. Obviously, you know, kick beats punch in most cases. Most cases, not all, but most cases. So, what else? He has his jumping heavy kick, which is one of the best moves in the game. Easily top 10, top 15 with his jumping heavy kick. But, and that's about it, other than his standard tick throws, which everyone has. It's not really too much to write home about with Sagat. He's just solid character with his neutrals and his normals, but definitely not spectacular. You know, but the normals do definitely get the job done. It's just that, you know, with the kicks, you might have to rely on the kicks a little bit more than the punches. The punches aren't inherently bad, but it's just punches have more of a, in the weirdest way, the punches actually have more of a slower startup than the kicks, which I can't even explain. But yeah, so with that, we're going to take a break. We're going to go to the last character, and we're going to wrap this bad boy up. All right, the last character that we have is Bison. Now face the mighty Bison, in the words of Street Fighter 4. So he has just a couple of specials. He has the Psycho Crusher, you know, really good cross screen. But for some inexplicable reason that I will never know, for some reason that his Psycho Crusher is kind of like rendered ineffective against Blanka's jumping heavy kick. I do not know how or why, but if Blanka just throws out his jumping heavy kick, it can easily neutralize Bison's Psycho Crusher. And also, and most importantly, Blanka receives no damage, so he can just throw out the kick. And like, oh, that's it. I'm just going to throw out the kick. What you going to do about that? Nothing. You can't do anything about that. You know, have a good day. So I thought that was like really, really cool. Let's see. Okay, you want to merge in lane? Go ahead. Yep, merge in lane. But what else for Bison? So he also has his bicycle kick. I mean, you say nightmare kick, I say bicycle kick. You say potato, I say patata. You say tomato, I say tomato. But his bicycle kick is very effective as well. It definitely, you know, in my humblest opinion, I think it's effective. However, it's effective for me personally, but I have to remove the bias. So my bias is that, okay, so I used to play Street Fighter 2 for the Sega Genesis and also the arcade versions a lot with the Special Champion Edition. That's one of my favorite games of all time. Not the favorite, but one of my favorites. But I used to play that a lot, and I would live and die by Bison's kicks and also his bicycle kick as well. And I would just like do jump in head stop, light kick, medium kick, nightmare kick, or bicycle kick. Or I would just do head stomp, devil reverse, medium kick, heavy kick, or medium, heavy kick. And that combo would be super effective, just kicking the living, you know what, out of people. Kutowski. Just kicking the crap out of people. That would have been like, you know, that's my bread and butter right there. But it's not really as effective in, you know, Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy version. That's the only caveat. So as much as I adore the move and I still remember it from, you know, a lot of playthroughs for, you know, the Sega Genesis, but it's just not rendered as an effective move for the Game Boy game, long story short. The reason being is that comes out a little bit slower, obviously, because it's, you know, updated game. So it comes out a little bit slower. Startup's slow as well. But I just think that, again, for what it's worth, it's a good trap. So it's not, like, rendered useless completely. But it's not rendered, you know, effectively when you have, like, other, you know, things. Especially with, when you're considering, like, other moves in the game, you know, I just don't think that is as effective as opposed to, like, you know, his head stop. So I will still use it, especially if your opponent's trapped in the corner, because you may be able to get a two-piece hit, or we call it like a two-piece with chicken, but you may be able to get an extra two-hit combo just from that bicycle kick. And then he also has the head stop, which is really good. And one thing that I didn't know, excuse me, is that Bison, like, whenever you do the head stop, whatever direction that you point the controller in, whatever direction you put the controller, Bison will follow that direction, which I thought was just, like, really awesome. Because usually I would just do the stop, and then I would just hold it down immediately to try to counteract with a different counter. But with Bison, you know, if you hold the controller back and away from the opponent, he flows right to the other side. So that's a really useful tactic against someone like maybe a Zangief or Balrog or Blanka that can't. Well, mostly Zangief. Or Zangief or Sagat. Someone, or Gao. Like someone that can't cover the screen as fast. But if someone fires like a slow projectile and you're going back, you may be able to get hit with it. But just knowing that you can change the speed of where you're going to, or other times you may just teleport and warp to the other, not really warp, but just like, you know, jump to the other side of the screen, which is also really cool. So it's definitely a tool in the arsenal that I would definitely use a lot with the head stomp. There's still the, you know, the punish for the anti-air, but, you know, I think that it's still, just like the spinning pile driver, just like the tiger uppercut, there's still more risk than reward. I'm sorry, reward than risk, when, especially when you're, you know, playing that type of game against an opponent. As for his normals, he has his punch and his, whatchamacallit, his gut punch, which is heavy punch burst, is really good. And he also has, like, a standing quick jab, which is not really as effective. I haven't used it that much. I would just usually use mostly the heavy punch version, but again, still very effective. And he also has his standard kick, so his kicks are the same. He has his the light kick and the heavy kick. They're both literally the same. The heavy kick just has more heft to it, and it causes just a teensy bit more damage. But other than that, really nothing. They're both really interchangeable. Let's see. And his low punch is really good as well. It can definitely, like, stop someone if someone's throwing a projectile as well. Or if you need someone to block low and focus on that while you mix up your low and high game. That's definitely something to be reckoned with. Then Bison also has a slide, which is good. It still leaves him open to punish. And it's kind of frustrating for me when you just want to tap the button and just have, like, a low kick. But instead of doing, like, a low kick, he does a light punch version. I'm sorry, light kick version of the slide, and then a heavy kick version of the slide as well, which, again, I'm not really a big fan of. I understand, but I'm just not a big fan of it. But it's still, personally, again, like, I just remove my personal bias. It's not that I'm not a big fan of it, but it's very useful and effective in various ways. And then, I'm sorry, going back to his specials, he also has the double reverse, which is, it used to be like an upside down, like, heavy fist that would just, you know, float right to the enemy, but instead with the double reverse in this version of Street Fighter 2, it's mostly Bison just floating at the opponent with a heavy punch. So his standard jumping punch attack is this double reverse, which isn't too bad at all, especially with the homing properties as well. But, you know, you have to really time your uppercut in order to do an appropriate punish with that. So with that, we're going to be right back, and we're going to wrap up this bad boy. Alrighty, y'all. We've covered a lot of Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy with this episode. I finally did the, whatchamacallit, the episode where I talked about every single, character. Now, I don't want to really do, like, a, you know, grade every single, move. I mean, it could be a nominal thing, but I'd rather not do that. But so I'll just list, like, just the top five, moves in a game, normal, specials, whatnot. So at number five, we have, Ryu and Ken's uppercut. So that's number five. The reason being is that it's simple, it's effective, but it's not, you know, spectacular with either of their uppercuts. You know, it's like, okay, it's there. And that's fine. You know, you don't need something to be truly spectacular in order to be solid. Sometimes solid and reliable is just way good enough. So to specifically specify, I'm going to use their heavy punch uppercuts as well, because it does cover a good portion of the screen. It can knock Chun-Li out whenever she does her spinning bird kick in the air. It has really good reach. Definitely recommend it. And it's not best to throw out all willy-nilly, but still, you can still get some really good, you know, really good hits from it and really good damage. It also chip damage as well. Number four, it would have to be Zangief's spinning pile driver. again, there it takes a lot to get there, but once you get there with the heavy punch spinning pile driver, it's more than worth, you know, the whatever it took to get there. And I'm so sorry that you have to get there, fellow Zangief players, but you got there. You got there, and you're able to appropriately punch with a spinning pile driver. And if you land two more, you either killed your opponent or the round is very, very, you know, well in your favor. All you have to do is just have enough hit points that you're able to take two punches, not one, and you won the game. So, so that's number four. Number three, I would have to put Sagat's heavy punch tiger uppercut. It's similar to Zangief's spinning pile driver. It's less execution involved where, you know, you have to, like, you know, do multiple steps in order to launch this attack. But, you know, you don't have to do all of that. But it still has just the ease of the other uppercuts from Ryu and Ken. But once you launch this attack, you know, you, as an opponent, you have to be mindful of it. That's the only thing. As long as you're mindful that this attack can eat up a lot of damage, then, you know, I definitely, you know, have to keep on the lookout for this type of attack. So that's so, because you have to keep it in the back of your head. Like, if I get hit with this attack, it's not going to do as much damage as a spinning pile driver, but it's just as a lethal combination. So I have to be really, really careful. Number two is Blanka's crouching heavy punch. The reason being is because you have, like, the ultimate nullifier, like something that can nullify projectiles, and also something that you don't have to really worry about, you know, okay, throwing out too many projectiles or anything. Nope. But it just has enough space where if you're throwing out a projectile or you're, like, you know, crazy enough to do so, you can not only appropriately punish with this, but, you know, that's something that you have to, like, really be concerned about, because now it's in your head, because you have to throw out, you know, certain things. Go ahead. Okay, thank you. No, someone was in the lane turning. I'm like, go ahead, you already turned in the lane, you just gotta follow the lane. Sheesh. People. But yeah, I definitely think that is the best normal in the game, without question. And there's really not any other normals that, you know, especially, like, if we're talking, like, the rock, paper, scissors hierarchy of normals in itself, it's really not that many that can, you know, okay, I also have to worry about this normal, you know, stopping my special move. Not many normals in the game can nullify special moves, and not that it nullifies the special moves entirely. It doesn't, but, you know, it gives someone to think about. And all you have to do is just give someone that extra, you know, second where they have to think about their projectiles or moves, and that already is the game itself. Because the key to the game itself is, you know, having your opponent think. Because now if you throw your opponent off their game, that's it. You know, that's the main thing when you have to throw them off the game. Number one, it's without question, it will be Ken's spinning hurricane kick. So his hurricane kick slash Tatsu, that's the number one move, because you have multiple hits. You know, it's definitely a weapon to be used against more heavier characters, which don't really have, like, a good, you know, alternative in order to block that type of move. So it sucks ducks, but once you're hit with that, that's it. You know, there's really nothing else you can, you know, do about it or write home. So, like, that's just a sucktacular thing with that type of move as well. So, yeah, it's something that you can easily spam. You can easily use and not really have to worry too much about the consequences about getting striked at with that. So it's definitely a move that you could just continue to use over and over again without, like, fear of being, like, you know, attacked or anything. So I definitely recommend Ken's hurricane kick as, like, you know, the best move in the game as well. So with that, I finally did the whatchamacallit. You know, I finally did this list. It was a list that was a long time in coming, but the list got done. So with that, we're going to wrap up this bad boy. This has been the Street Fighter 2 for the Game Boy podcast. This has been your host, Frank. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.